Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Kisavai, also a very extraordinary Shabbos, or Erev Shabbos, as this Erev Shabbos, Friday, Thursday night, will be the first official return to Mishmar at the Agudah of Madison, and I'm sure the many other locations where you make sure to put in the extra time to learn on Thursday evening. Parshas Kisavai, we learned today the parasha, actually until Shlishi, not only until Sheni today, because that's the way it's broken up. And we learned the parasha of Yidei Maaseres. Yidei Maaseres, I'm sorry, parasha Bikurim. Parasha Bikurim is where Yid brings his first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash at the beginning of the harvest season, at the time of the Bikurim. Here the Torah tells us specifically what a Yid says when he arrives at the Beis HaMikdash and brings his Bikurim. And the language that the Pasuk says is that after you put it on the Mizbeach, Hinichah Lefnei HaMizbeach, not on the Mizbeach, but near the Mizbeach, the person says the following. Actually, when he comes first to the Kayin, even before he puts on the Mizbeach, you come to the Kayin, the Torah says to say two things. Ubasa l'Kayin, say one thing, and then put it by the Mizbeach and say something else. The first Amira is the following, in Pasuk Gimel. The Amata Eila, Higadati Hayayim Hashem Alakecha, Kibasi Alaas Hashem Nishba Hashem, Ma'avayseinu L'Seislani. You say, in the Beis HaMikdash, when you come to the Kayin, you say, I declare today to Hashem that I have come to the land that Hashem promised to our forefathers. You say, Kibasi Alaas, I have come to the land that Hashem promised us. Now, the problem is that this pasuk is not only talking about the generation that came into Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua ben Nun, because it says in the same pasuk, "Ubasa el ha'kayin ashiyah b'yamim ahem," come to the kayin, whoever it might be, the kayin in that day. And Rashi says, "Ein l'chay el ha'kayin shebiyamecha k'may shehu." In every generation, whichever kayin you have, you come to him. So it's going on all generations. And then you say, Higadati Hayyim, you say, I am saying, declaring today, Hashem Alakecha, Kibasi Alaretz, that I have arrived at the land Hashem has promised me. The question is, there are many generations that didn't arrive. They were born there, as a matter of fact. For 850 years of the Klai Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, there was no Galus. And people came and said, Kivasi Alaretz, what Kivasi Alaretz? You were born there, you were raised there, you grew up there. What kind of language is this to tell everybody to say Kivasi Alaretz? This is the question. So Moshe, the Kohel Rom, says a absolutely beautiful teretz. He's magdim by telling us, we find the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Mechadesh B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh B'Reishis. So it's an element of renewal every day in the Ma'aseh B'Reishis. What does that mean, this element of renewal, that the Bria is Mechadesh every day? What does it mean? It means is that the Bria, Hashem created the world for a specific tachlis. There's a purpose. The world is here so certain things should be accomplished. There's no moment in the world in which that tachlis is not required. It's not as if Hashem created for a tachlis, and over time tachlis will happen. No. Mechadish b'chol yom tov ma'aseh b'reishis. Every moment of the Bria, the tachlis, the purpose, the sense that Hashem created the world for a reason has to be present. Chol yom Hashem, and lo yidu'isi emron b'layla, chuk ha'shmayim v'aretz lo yisamti. Hashem says, I created the world for a specific purpose of b'risi emron b'layla. You might think that's a once upon a time creation. No. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mechadish B'chol Yom Tov Ma'aseh B'Reishis. There's a sense every minute of a Bria for a specific tachlis. That's Pshat, Dr. Moshe, Mechadish B'chol Yom Tov Ma'aseh B'Reishis. Moshe goes on to talk about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, about people that come to Eretz Yisrael and live there. Certainly, the first generation that entered Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua ben Nun, they understood Yidden are given Eretz Yisrael for a tachlis. There's a purpose. We travel through the Midbar, we travel from Mitzrayim, we arrive. Where do we arrive? at the promised land, at the land that's special for Klal Yisrael, that's Klal Yisrael's place, that it has roots and it's yainik and it grows. That's Klal Yisrael's place of growth. Just like Mechadish B'choyen Tomei Masim Reishis, just like the tachlis of creation is supposed to be felt by everybody. It's our job every day to feel the good fortune we have. Because Shorach will put us in a world in which we can grow, in which we can accomplish. And a person who feels that sense of purpose succeeds. So for Moshe, the same thing, someone who's zeichet to be in Eretz Yisrael. I'm quoting from the Kerem. Sarach ha'adam lodas, a person has to know, Shene yeshiva be'eretz, mitzad ma shekvar nitno la'avoseinu. When you, if you have this chus to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's not because once upon a time God gave it to the Jewish people. He gave it to your ancestors. The ancestors moved there. Mimela, you're in Eretz Yisrael. So Tremesha, no. Elachiyam Lewis is asma kimu bom Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has a job to understand that Eretz Yisrael is given to us for a purpose. And b'chadish b'chol yayin tamid nesinas Eretz Yisrael l'vnei Yisrael. It's a message of his conscious, in every day that a person is zeichet to have Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the person brings the Bikurim says, just like they said the first generation, every time he says, he gadati hayom l'Hashem aleikecha ki vasi el ha'aretz. Today I declare to Hashem that I've arrived in Eretz Yisrael. A person should feel the sense of the tachlis, of the purpose, of the fact that the roots that he puts down in Eretz Yisrael are roots that have a yanika, that have a growth, a tremendous opportunity for growth. And this is Ramesh's thought on the Parsha of the Bikurim. Let's move on to our Hevel and our Grizim. We have, of course, the 11 Orus that are listed in the Torah. Anybody who learns this has a question, and many ask the question. Each Oru is a Parsha B'Snei Atzmai. It says, end of Parsha. End of Parsha. End of Parsha. One exception. There are two Orus that are grouped together without a break of a Parsha between them. Now, you would say, I guess those are very similar ones. They're put in one Parsha. But listen to what they are. Oru Mate Mishpat Ger Yosef V'Almana V'Omar Kol Amamein. Oru Mate Mishpat Ger Yosef V'Almana means cursed is the one who perverts the judgment of a ger, of an orphan, of a widow. And the next one, Oru Shechiv V'Meshes Aviv. Cursed is somebody who lives with his father's wife. You couldn't find two mitzvahs as dissimilar as these two. Two others are dissimilar. Why are they in one parsha? This is the question that begs an answer. In order to answer, I will mention to you a question which is quite similar that we asked in a previous year in Parshas Kisavah. Parshas Kisavah is a parsha chock full of mitzvahs. It's got mitzvahs one after the other, and very often it's the same thing. You have consecutive mitzvahs and separate parshiyos that are between them. As a matter of fact, if the Shlishi in Parshas Kisetze, you have a Leisachrosh Shavach Hamayach of Esil B'Shatnez, you have the Surim of Kalayim, end of Parsha. Gidim and Tase, mitzvah Tzitzis, end of Parsha, and so on. There are two mitzvahs that are together that also seem to make no sense. Kisim Nebayis Chodesh V'Osisa Maka L'Gagecha. One is to build a maka around the roofs. And the other is Leisizra Kamecha Kolayim, that a vineyard you're not allowed to plant Kolayim. Also seem to be as different, very different mitzvahs. Why are they together? We have mentioned a teretz, a beautiful teretz. It says, don't have a roof on which people go without a wall. It's dangerous. Anybody reading it could understand. You read the Chumash, you understand. It's dangerous. Then it says, don't plant kalayim. Why? Because the word tigdash here is a language of iser. You're going to create an iser. What has that got to do? The Torah is telling us. Just like when I tell you build a maka, you understand it's a danger not to have it, not to have one, and it's something that you sense. The same thing when you plant kalayim in your vineyard, it's a danger, not a physical danger, it's a spiritual danger. But you should sense the pentigna shamalaya hazara, the danger in a ruchniistic thing, just like everybody senses the danger in a physical thing. As always said in Kiseitse. Coming back to Kisavai, very gishmak. We understand that it's an horror, it's a curse. Somebody who perverts the judgment of widows, of orphans, of visitors, we understand that such a person is perverting society. Horror, mata, nishba, geos, and valmana. We understand it destroys society. What about horror, sheikh, the nation of it? Somebody who's perverted in his private life, his sensual life, what about that? You would think that's a personal avera. The Torah is saying no. The Torah puts them together. Just like every person understands that if you have a society that's mata, nishba, ger, yosef, v'almana, that perverts the judgment of those who are the weakest, that destroys society. The same thing. People who live lives that are corrupt in the relationships, in the intimate relationships, your idea is private. No, it's part of the essence of a human being is the way he has his private relationships, the way he builds up his family relationships. And a perversion of that type of ava also perverts society. And therefore, the two are in one parsha to be understood, mamish, to be understood as one. Beautiful var, two beautiful varat, like Hashem gave us this chus to have as we go into this Shabbos Parshas Kisavai. Let's take the heart. And Yitzhak Hashem is serious about our Kiyam Mitzvahs. Cultive.